North Carolina's Republican Governor Pat McCrory has conceded in his bid for re-election after calling for recounts and alleging voter fraud that was never found. On the national level in politics, Donald Trump is expanding his dance card in his search for a Secretary of State and confirming that he'll nominate Dr. Ben Carson to be the next Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, even though Carson has no experience in that area. It's another case of Trump picking or considering a former rival for his cabinet. Here, Trump is talking about Carson last year.
So he's a pathological, damaged temper, a problem.
NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, Trump also compared Carson's temper to the personality of a child molester and that both were incurable. And just last month, one of Carson's closest aides quoted him as saying Carson didn't think he was qualified to run a federal agency. What changed here?
The political calculation would be what you'd have to look at, just like it changed last spring when Ben Carson went from being a presidential rival of Donald Trump to actually being something of an ally who had Donald Trump's flank, actually helped him against Ted Cruz. So they've all long since buried that hatchet, and now Ben Carson's on the team and has been for a while. And there was always the prospect of a cabinet job for him. He said he didn't really want to be a federal bureaucrat, but that's not really what a secretary of a department does. They do have responsibility for running the department, but others do that. And he will be a political figure representing what Donald Trump sees as the way out of poverty for African-Americans and other poor Americans.
Well, you say African-Americans, and he does add diversity to a cabinet. There was criticism that Trump was picking a lot of white men for these jobs. But what are the questions that are going to be asked, and will Ben Carson have answers?
The kind of questions that will probably be asked will be programmatic ones, which he will refer to others. He will probably have no problem being confirmed, and he will represent this aspirational story that was really his strongest suit as a candidate for president, rising himself from a poverty background in Detroit with a single mother, and he has accomplished so much, he's going to point to himself as a paragon and as a map for the way to get out.
Talk a little bit about another rival and another search, this time for a Secretary of State. We know that Donald Trump had been considering Mitt Romney, but has his campaigns announced they've widened their search. Your thoughts on this? They not only widened their search, but including another Mormon from the state of Utah. Your thoughts on why Mitt Romney is staying in this?
John Huntsman is the gentleman you're referring to, the former Utah governor, also former ambassador to China, a very interesting background for someone to move into the Secretary of State's position if we are going to be going into a confrontational mode with China, as other things the president-elect has been doing this weekend might indicate. So John Huntsman and Mitt Romney are actually, I think they're distant cousins. Many Mormons are related, and they both been prominent figures in politics, but they're not really pals. So this may be one more way of just turning the heat up a little bit on Mitt Romney. We've also got four or five other candidates. The president-elect has also talked about Rex Tillerson from Exxon Corporation as a potential Secretary of State. So, yes, they're still widening the gyre on this.
Yeah. Quick, your thoughts on the scary moment yesterday in Washington. A man armed with an assault rifle goes into a pizza restaurant to investigate the lie on the internet that is related to Hillary Clinton and that restaurant and a potential sex ring. Absolutely debunked. But the son of Trump's pick for security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, is one of the ones fanning the flames of this lie. What happens to that as the Trump administration goes forward?
There don't seem to be too many police in cyberspace, but fortunately there are police in Washington, D.C. This particular pizza parlor is two blocks from my home, so it's the closest pizza to my front door. It was quite a disruptive day yesterday with helicopters overhead and many, many police vehicles. I suspect we're going to see incidents of this kind as long as people find it possible to go after vulnerable folks on the internet and expose them to vicious misinformation and conspiracy theories.
But politically, is there a moment where people say to the security advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, stop your son from spreading this?
Perhaps that would be one of the things that would be strongly suggested to the security advisor and that he might strongly suggest to his son. But here again, controlling people in internet space is an extraordinarily difficult problem, as we all know.
Yeah. The other big news, North Carolina's Republican Governor Pat McCrory conceding the election to the Democrat, the AG Roy Cooper. McCrory alleged dead people and felons had voted, that black voter outreach groups had conducted voter fraud schemes. Just a few seconds, but pretty ugly ending there.
Yeah, it's probably difficult for Pat McCrory, seeing that Donald Trump carried his state, to think that he could not be reelected. But there were apparently enough people still upset about the transgender bathrooms controversy from last year to differentiate between McCrory and Donald Trump. And after all, he said he thought he could find 10,000 instances of voter fraud, and they don't seem to have turned up any, or at least not any substantial number. The margin between the two candidates just kept getting wider, and he finally gave up.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.